Hello, you're listening to After Deadline. I'm Nancy McCarthy. I'm a reporter for the Daily Astorian newspaper, and we are talking today to Katrina Penfield, who is the director of the Cannon Beach Children's Center, and Kelly Ayers, who is the vice president of the board for the Children's Center. Today we're going to talk about the Children's Center, what it offers, how valuable it is to the community, and a fundraiser that is going to go on October 1st for the Children's Center. It's called the Rock the Beach Run, and there's also a little pre-party in before that, as well as a post-party, so it sounds like a lot of fun on that weekend. But first, let me talk to Katrina. Tell me a little bit about the Cannon Beach Children's Center. How long has it been around and what does it do?
Well, the Cannon Beach Children's Center has been around in the form of a daycare since about 1977, and it was established as a nonprofit organization in 1989, and it's been in its current kind of capacity since about 1989. Mm-hmm. And it provides daycare for infants and toddlers. That's about 6 weeks to 3 years. And then early childhood education in the morning and daycare in the afternoon for preschool children from ages 3 to 6.
So it's pretty much full service from the time they're born to the time they're 6 years old, huh?
That's what we try to provide, yeah.
Well, tell me, how many kids go to the Children's Center?
Well, enrollment fluctuates quite a bit. Right now we have about 44 maybe children enrolled. We have the capacity for 36 at one time at the center, but some children attend half days or a couple days of per week.
Do you have a waiting list?
We have a waiting list for certain days in certain age groups. But I always encourage parents to call because parents' schedules change. So sometimes a day that's not available may be available in 2 or 3 weeks.
Do the kids all come from Cannon Beach, or where do they come from?
Approximately half, maybe a little over half of our children live in Cannon Beach. We have other families that work in Cannon Beach. We have a pretty wide range of families. We have quite a few families from the Seaside Gearhart area. We have even recently have had children from Warrenton. We've had children east of Highway 53, children coming from as far south as Rockaway Beach.
Gee. So, and this is the only certified daycare or children's center from where? From Manzanita to Warrenton, is that right?
The closest center to the south, I believe, is in Tillamook, and the nearest one to the north is in Warrenton. So between Tillamook and Warrenton, we're the only certified children's center.
And what does that mean to be certified?
Well, if you're not an in-home care center and you care for children of certain ages or over longer than maybe 2 or 3 hours of a preschool, then you're required to meet a pretty long list of Oregon administrative rules. They dictate our sanitation, they dictate what kind of toys, what kind of equipment, they dictate the ratios of teachers to adults. Just a very long list of kind of quality indicators that we have to meet.
And so this is a state-certified children's center?
Yes, it's the Employment Department has a large child care division. And we work with them pretty much on a weekly basis to kind of keep our center up to par.
Well, Kelly, tell me what the value of a children's center is to both the community and to the parents.
Well, I think it's indispensable for a healthy community. We have to have quality, affordable, accessible child care. And the children's center certainly provides that, and we've been doing that over the course of many years. I do think it's something we can easily take for granted, which is why we're always holding these fundraisers so that we can stay afloat. It's not easy financially to run a nonprofit center. And in order to be accessible financially for most families, we need to keep our costs down, which means needing to come up with extra funds so that we can run the center smoothly.
In terms of the value to the community, I have done some stories. I know they had a proposal at one time to place a children's center in Seaside, and there was a big survey they went on about the need for it. And there were some stories in that survey of parents who just could not find child care anywhere other than possibly the Cannon Beach Center, and they were concerned that if they went to Cannon Beach and there was a flood, for instance, they couldn't get to their children and so forth. It does sound like it's a huge value to a community to have that, and it's, I would imagine, necessary to have good child care, to have good adults when they grow up.
Absolutely. And also, you know, just for our business community in Cannon Beach and Seaside and Gearhart, you need a place for your children to be while you're trying to work and support the local economy. So it's directly related to a healthy economy as well.
Yeah. And you and I were talking about this the other day in terms of being sure they have a good foundation. Kids have a good educational and behavioral foundation so that they can get through society and maybe take care of us when we're
That's there, right.
When we need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Create those good little citizens.
So it's not just for parents. It's for businnesses and for people who maybe not don't even have children.
It's, sure. It's really for a healthy community. I think everybody benefits, obviously, from healthy, well-cared-for children.
Sure, sure. Well, what is the budget for the Cannon Beach Children's Center?
Well, the overall operating costs are about $250,000 a year. In order to meet the state ratios, we have to staff more staff than you might necessarily think we need, but it meets the state ratio. So a large percentage of our costs are related to our salaries or our hourly wages of our teachers and their assistants. And we also are, we believe it's very important to the overall health of the center to have access to health care for our employees. So we provide kind of a basic medical plan for our employees, and that is that's a significant portion of their of that portion of the budget as well.
And it's kind of unusual nowadays to have health care for children's centers to have health care for their employees, isn't it?
It's very unusual. But as you can imagine, children are often coming home with illnesses from older siblings or picking things up. They're delicate creatures. And in order to have them healthy, we need to have the teachers healthy.
Well, it also, I would imagine, help sustain the teachers there in terms of stability in the program. So you're not constantly having constant turnover for teachers maybe looking for something else that where they could get benefits. Is that the case?
Well, one thing that it does allow is to attract a high-quality employee, because child care centers cannot pay a high wage. But you can attract, we attract teachers that have a lot of experience working in child care. We have a fair amount of our seven employees, I think right now four with degrees. And you can't attract that type of an employee without some extra benefit if you're only paying a low wage.
Yeah. Where do you get your money from?
Well, the parents pay under 50%. And it's not a low tuition, but we try to keep it affordable for a wide range of parents. The city of Cannon Beach, they provide a community grant that's approximately 25% of our operating costs, and fundraisers really make up the rest.
And then you recently got a grant, right?
Yes, it was a grant to purchase equipment and other items like curriculum and projects for curriculum to help improve the quality of the education piece for the center.
Tell me about the curriculum. How are you working that particular grant and the curriculum requirements in that grant with the curriculum that you have already? What do you try to teach the kids? It's not just daycare. It's little more than that, isn't it?
No. Well, we don't follow a specific philosophy of curriculum like Montessori or Waldorf. We purchased the creative curriculum, and we have implemented the kind of the overall philosophy of the creative curriculum into what we already had, which was to incorporate the different pieces like science, math, reading, writing, nature, singing, dancing, art. And we had quite a few projects and curriculum pieces, and so we're kind of trying to fit those activities that we already have established into the overall kind of set monthly plans of the creative curriculum.
The kids keep pretty active there. I've been around the center a few times, and they get pretty active. Kelly, you have children in the center, don't you? Or you have had
children? I have had children in the center. Yes, my oldest is now outside of the age range. But she had a wonderful experience there, and it's a controlled chaos, as you can imagine, with any active group of children. But it's a really wonderful place.
What do you think your child got out of the experience of being there?
Well, I think so much of it for children is a social piece at that age. And she made a lot of good buddies and learned about how to manage with peers. She formed some pretty significant bonds with her teacher. And she just had fun. I mean, they have a lot of fun with learning. And it was just a different approach than being at home, certainly.
Do you think she learned enough to maybe help her schooling?
Oh, certainly. They do a good job with transitioning the preschool age child into that kindergarten curriculum. And in fact, we do work with Cannon Beach Elementary and their program to make sure that transition makes sense, that there's some cohesion there.
That's great. Well, let's turn a little bit to the fundraiser and the need for fundraisers. You mentioned that the city provides about a quarter of the budget that you need, and you do have the grant, but a lot of it depends on the money that you can raise during the year, I would imagine.
Yes.
So tell me, why is it so important to have fundraisers?
Well, again, to make up that difference for us to be stable financially, we certainly need that money. And this is a community school, really. We rely on our community to help support us. And they have. They've done a wonderful job supporting the center. Right now, we are about to embark on our biggest fundraiser of the year, which is Rock the Beach. It's a 5K walk, run, and a 10K run. That's this coming next Saturday, October 1st. This is our second year for this fundraiser. And we've just seen tremendous support from local businesses with this fundraiser. So we're very excited about it.
That's great. Let me break for just a minute here. You're listening to Coast Community Radio. I'm Nancy McCarthy from the Daily Astorian, and we're talking to Kelly Ayers, who's the vice president of the board for the Cannon Beach Children's Center, and Katrina Penfield, who is the director of the Cannon Beach Children's Center. Right now, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Rock the Beach Run. So tell me, how did this idea get started?
Well, last spring, late spring, early summer, we were brainstorming for ideas for a new fundraiser for the Children's Center. And my husband, Farzan Kamali, came up with this idea for a run. And we only had a few weeks, but we threw it together. He worked very hard on it, and we managed to get about 250 participants. We raised about $25,000, and it was a great fun. We had over 60% of the participants coming from out of town. We had great sponsors, and it was quite a success. And this year, we're hoping to be even bigger. Right now, we're seeing sponsors like Martin Hospitality, Bruce's Candy Kitchen, Hallmark Resorts, Widmer Brothers Brewing, Laser Quick, Kamali Sotheby's Realty, and Hayden Homes. And Hayden Homes has offered to help us with some needed capital improvements for the center as part of their sponsorship.
Good.
So we're really excited about that. But again, and then just a whole bunch of other local businesses that are supporting us in other ways. It's just been tremendous.
So tell me about the run. When does it start?
It starts at 10:30 a.m. on October 1st, Saturday. It starts on the beach, on the 2nd Street Beach Access in Cannon Beach. The 5K walk run is entirely on the beach, so you get to walk basically to Haystack Rock from that 2nd Street access and then come back, and you can run it, you can walk it, you can bring a stroller, you can bring your dog. Super family friendly, friendly pretty much to anybody at any exercise level. You can be serious about it or not. If you decide to do the 10K portion, it's also starts at the same spot, goes down towards Silver Point, and then you cross over on Brailleur, and then you get to come through town. So it's a mix of the beach and a town run. And last year was the first time the city of Cannon Beach has ever allowed a run through town. So it was really kind of cool to see everybody coming down and through town. And we're going to do the same route again this year. And then you end up back on the beach. And then after the walk run, we have a barbecue. We have a DJ. DJ Sway Danger is going to be mixing it up for us. I know. It's intriguing. And we'll have, so we've got lots of good food. We'll have Woodmere beer and music. And it's just a great time afterwards to celebrate the center and just have a good time together. Now, and that's all at the Chamber.
So so after it goes down to Silver Point and then goes up to Brailleur, do people run on Hemlock then?
Yes.
All the way up?
They'll be running down Hemlock.
The S-curves?
Mm-hmm. Correct. And we have a flagging company that stops traffic one direction, so it's a very safe way to run on the road. Okay. We make sure that it's safe for the runners.
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned about running those S-curves.
Look out.
They can get kind of dangerous.
Yeah, no, we've taken that into account, certainly. So it's very approachable and a fun event.
And it's rain or shine.
It's rain or shine, absolutely. It has to be around here, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Especially in the fall, now that we're here in the fall.
And, you know, and the party and the barbecue is at the Chamber. We have indoor space there, and we will also have big tents outside. So it will be an enjoyable experience inside or out, regardless of the weather.
Great. How much does it cost?
It's $30 to participate in the walk or the run, and you also get lunch with that. If somebody wants to, if they're not able to participate in the walk or the run and they want to just enjoy the after party, they can come and buy a lunch ticket separately and participate that way too. And I would encourage people, if they are wanting to sign up, to do it soon, to pre-register, just to ensure too that they can get a t-shirt. You can go to cbchildren.org to register and follow the instructions for registration. That's the most straightforward way to do it.
That seems like a pretty simple
website.
cbchildren.org.
O-R-G,
yes. O-R-G, good. And tell me a little bit about the route itself. What is it? Have you participated in it yourself?
I've walked the route, walk/run.
Okay.
I'm not the fastest runner, but
so what will people see?
You get to see, to start off with, the view of Haystack Rock. I mean, it's pretty iconic and beautiful. It's nice and flat, that first part, and if you're on the 5K, it's entirely flat. And then, you know, to get to experience the beach and then also cross over then through the city streets and see the town that people love so much. Town of Cannon Beach, which is so charming. So you get a little varied terrain if you're doing the 10K. You get to go up some hills and through the S-curves, which is a bit of a challenge. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen some elite runners come for last year, but we also had a lot of just weekend warriors and people that like to exercise, give it a try. And we had some children complete the 10K.
Is that right?
Which was pretty
that's
cool
great.
To see. Yeah, so it's, I'd say overall, a pretty moderate course for the 10K.
All right. And the streets, Hemlock will still be, Hemlock and Spruce will both, the traffic will still be going on the streets, but you'll have flaggers.
Yes, and we'll have space for the runners.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Yes. And of course, many of our visitors will be gone, so
they'll be doing the run, I'm sure.
That's true.
And we have, you know, speaking of which, we've seen so far in our numbers, which are changing every day, but so far 95% of the people that have signed up for the run have been from out of area.
How do they find out about the run?
Some through active.com, which is how you register. It's a running website. Going online and Googling runs and walks, people can find us that way. We are on the web, Google Ads. And, you know, and then we've put up a lot of posters and tried to get some press to get the word out as well. We advertise in towns like Bend and Sisters and Portland and Hood River. And we really try to access those people to come in, certainly to help our local economy and spread the word about the center.
Do you get any children from this run in terms of people who finally learn about the Children's Center and say, hey, I think I want to enroll my child in the center?
I can't necessarily speak as to last year, but I can say that in anything that increases the profile of the Children's Center helps at least start the process of parents calling to find out more about our center.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it certainly gets the word out about the center, which only helps our enrollment.
And you told me earlier that you get calls every day from parents.
Not necessarily every day, but weekly. We definitely get a few calls. There are a lot of parents looking for childcare, and we may not be the exactly right for every parent, but it's obvious that there's a great need in this community.
Well, would any chance that if you get enough funds someday, you might be able to expand, or is that even on the horizon right now?
It's not on the horizon, the immediate horizon, but yes, definitely. There is a huge need, especially for care for the younger children, infants and toddlers. Right now, in-home care is for parents that are working, is one of the only ways.
Wow.
Besides our center and the ones in Tillamook and Warrenton.
And I know that there must be a need for child care for people who work odd hours. I'm thinking of people, for instance, from Providence Hospital, employees at Providence Hospital that need child care at maybe in the evening or late at night or something, or people who work in the in hotel industry here. So there must be some need for that. And where do they go for that?
A lot of parents that work those kinds of hours have several childcare options. So, we do have parents who work those kinds of hours, and they might come to the. We're only open Monday through Friday, so sometimes they come to us Friday and Monday, and then they have an in-home home care center for weekends.
Kind of patching it together.
We would love to be able to expand hours, you know, be open on weekends, do different things over the summer, and it's just a matter of funds. So certainly, I think we're always considering what the need is and how we can meet it, and we do our best in that way.
Well, now, on the run, how many, do you have a maximum number of people that you would like to see there?
We can accommodate a lot of people. Certainly, the more the merrier. We're seeing a lot of signups already, and would love to see a lot of the locals come out and enjoy this event this year. I know it was brand new last year, so we're just, you know, really getting the word out to our local community about coming down and having a fun morning. And this year we're adding a different element. We're adding an additional evening, which is Friday.
That's right.
The 30th.
That's where you bring your coloring crayons out.
Oh, we'll give them
to
you. It's going to be kind of an unconventional drawing contest slash just a very fun party for people to come out, you know, whether you're an artist or not. If you're just want to come and have a fun party, it's at the Chamber. It starts at 6. It goes until about 10. It's mostly to build a community event by bringing together the multi-general artists, local business people, residents. We're going to have DJ Sway there. We'll have beer and wine. We're going to have Marzano's Pizza. We'll have a barbecue. Lisa Franks is going to be pouring wine from Galaxy Wine. And it's all no cost. It's all free. It's donation only. So you can come and donate what you can.
Wow, that's great.
And enjoy a really fun party. And then we also are incorporating this kind of drawing with crayons element to make it more fun, too. So we really encourage people to come out. They don't need to have a ticket. They should just come down to the Chamber that night and really enjoy themselves.
And it can be anybody. It doesn't have
Absolutely.
To be just the runners that
and
are going to be in
no,
there.
No, no, no. Yeah, no, it's open to everybody. And children, super child-friendly. Children are welcome. It's my daughter's birthday, so Maybe there'll be cake.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be.
And get
yeah,
people warmed up for the run. Absolutely.
You know, we have some posters out for that event that you may have seen that Morgan Wichman from Moco Designs has worked on.
It's a great drawing. If people haven't seen that poster, they should really try to search it out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. He's been a great help with the graphics for us again this year. He did last year as well. So, yeah.
What's for lunch on Saturday?
Well, we're going to have a barbecue. We'll have different some different variety of sausages. We'll have a number of delicious side salads. It's all coming together. So it'll be again very good food, and good beer as well, and other drinks, and just a good time.
And for those who don't want to run but want to eat, how much would that cost?
It's $12 for lunch if you want to just come for the lunch. And if you want to participate in the run or the walk, then lunch is included.
Okay. So that for that $30, then
yes.
That would be
yes.
Including lunch. Great. Well, I understand there's a homecoming game in Seaside, and people might be a little worried that this might get in the way.
Oh, but no, you can do it all.
Oh, okay.
You can come and do the walk or the run and have lunch and still get to the homecoming game in time at 1 o'clock, no problem.
That sounds like a great way to spend a fall day. The we guess it would be the second Saturday of fall.
Yeah.
That would be a fun way to do that and to benefit a good cause as well.
Absolutely.
So we just have a few more minutes left. Anything you'd like to add about the Children's Center that we haven't talked about? You mentioned the grant and that there are quite a few requirements that you have to fulfill, and that they're kind of over and above what you might have had to fulfill before. But how does that benefit the kids, do you think?
Well, the requirements, really, they have many different tenets relating to the families as well as the children, and kind of the quality standards that we're trying to meet are all the types of things that one would want at a child care center, involving parents, being friendly to families' culture, finding activities that are unique to different child's needs and interests, making sure that the equipment is accessible to every child, that it meets kind of all the different standards of comfort and cleanliness and variety that you would want at your children's center. So in meeting those kind of standards that a community would value, it really can only benefit the kids, and they love their new projects. Fun with Fractions is their new favorite project.
Ooh,
in preschool.
If you can get them to have fun with fractions at that age, hey, they'd be successful in school.
It's all about shapes and puzzles. So
I wish I'd been taught that.
And I just want to say one more time, cbchildren.org to sign up for the fundraiser.
All right. And if they have questions, how can they ask those questions?
Well, they can call the Children's Center, which is 436-1040, and talk to Katrina if they have any questions. And certainly we are on Facebook as well, so you can go onto the Facebook Cannon Beach Run site and reply on Facebook, and we can get right back to you.
Okay.
On that too.
That sounds wonderful. Well, hope everybody gets their running shoes on Saturday, October 1st, and signs up and takes a little walk or run on the beach for the Children's Center. It's for a good cause, and it's for a lot of fun as well. Thank you for joining us today, both Kelly Ayers and Katrina Penfield.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nancy.